All right. So, good morning and welcome to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. This morning I'm driving. It's nice and early. I went to a holy hour this morning at St. Patrick's, which is where we go to church here in wild and wonderful West Virginia, and just sat in front of our Lord this morning and prayed and listened and had some reflection. And man, yeah, just to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and to pray and to ponder and just let the Lord speak to me. And it's something our church is doing, to have people just come and sit in front of the Lord and pray for their family, for themselves, for the church. And man, it's a beautiful thing. And there's other faith traditions that do things that are similar. There was that 24 hours or 48 hours of worship at that school in Kentucky. And man, it's just good to sit and reflect and to listen to the Lord speak to me, because that's not something that is done. It's something I don't do a whole lot. And I need to do more of it. I know for me in my life can be very busy, right? With 5 kids and a job. And yeah, people, I can't speak for other people. I know for myself, getting up at 3 a.m. is a tough ask some days, right? But I think, you know, one day in a year or one day every once in a while is a good thing. I remember when I had social media, I would see Jocko Willink post on his social media the picture of his watch. I think it said 4 a.m. He was up working out. And I know for me, I need to go to bed earlier. That's something that's this new year I'm going to start doing. It's just going to bed earlier so I can get up a little earlier, spend more time in prayer, reading scripture, and just getting my soul and mind right before the day starts. And sometimes it doesn't always happen right, and we have young children, so sometimes they get up and you just have to do it. You have to live life on life's terms, and that's okay. And like this morning, you know, I'm getting up and it's snowing and I'm on the road, and thankfully I have a 4-wheel drive truck. But yeah, just getting up when it's not convenient. And I know for me, sometimes life becomes about what's convenient, what is easy, what will not cause me any inconvenience. And a morning like this morning, driving in the dark, the cold, because I'm not somebody that likes the cold. That's just not something I like. I don't think most people like the cold, but I really don't like being cold. But I think that it's a way of just doing things for me that are difficult, and I think that's a good thing. And sitting in front of our Lord in the silence is a beautiful thing, and that was a wonderful experience this morning. If I have any Catholics listening to the podcast and you're interested in doing a holy hour, man, talk to your priest. I'm sure there's benediction after some holy hours or the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. I know our church does that on Wednesday. But it's just really, it's really cool to sit and just pray and to hear what the Lord would have for us. For me, when I say us, I mean our family. Because, and He's there. And He wants to hear from us, and then I know I want to hear from Him and hear what He has for me and for my life. And as we go through the first part of this new year, man, I just think about all the things that Lord's going to do this year. I think about there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be mundane. And I feel like life is a lot of just plodding along. and just doing what the Lord would have for us to do, and to do it to the best of our ability. And I know for me, sometimes at work, it just gets monotonous, right? We're doing the same thing over and over and over again. But this morning, just really had a thought that I should just embrace that and do it to the best of my ability. And if it's boring, if it's something we don't want to do, something I don't want to do, just offer it up to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to do this to the best of my ability for you. And I think that's one of the keys of, you know, being a good Christian, is being the best version of ourselves at work, and obviously for our family as well, but to do our jobs and to do them well, and to not take shortcuts, not be slothful, to embrace work, to be happy at work. Man, that's something that can be hard sometimes, right? If work is, there's a struggle at work, or there are hard things happening at work. But the Lord has called us to be joyful. And joy, having joy does not mean that we always feel happy. Having joy means that we know we are doing this for a purpose greater than ourselves. That the Lord has called us to work. There was work before the fall, so work is a good thing. And it is good to work. And it's good to provide for our families. And yeah, that's really my thought and my prayer for this new year, is that we would enjoy work. Not that we would escape to work to get away from our families, but that we would enjoy work when we are supposed to be working. And to not stay at work just to say, hey, I want to be able to not deal with something that's going on at home, right? Not deal with fussy kids, but that we would work hard, and then when work is done, work is done. Right, that we go home, we enjoy our families. And as men, I know it can be a struggle. Family time can be a struggle for men. I know it's been a struggle for me. Because that's not as clear cut as work, right? Work, we're doing these tasks. And then we go home, there's emotions and there's feelings. And that can be hard for us as men. But I just pray that we would press into that, and that we would love our families and love our children, and be okay with the messy, because that's what we're here for. We're not here to just check out when we go home and wait for the next work day. We're here to invest in our families and pray for our families and love our wives and love our kids. And that's my prayer for all of us today, that we would check in, and that we would continue to love our families this new year. And I want to do something I've never done on this podcast, but I want to pray for us. And just want to pray that we would be great, great men. And if there's women listening, great women for our families. We begin our prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you for a new year. We thank you for this morning. Pray that you would give us all strength to be the person that you've called us to be for our families. And Lord, just thank you for all your goodness. We thank you for the challenges. We thank you for the blessings. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. I had a couple people yesterday comment and just said they enjoyed the podcast, and man, this is a joy to do. And if you know, want to connect, want to reach out, the last podcast I named off the places that listen the most, please send me an email, Zach, Z-A-C-H dot Davis, D-A-V-I-S 2-4, the numbers 2 and 4, at gmail.com. Thank you for listening, And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, and that the Lord would speak to you, and talk to y'all soon.